So who participates in the ETS? According to the Environmental Protection Authority, who oversees data relating to participation, there are 2,441 businesses who have surrender obligations in the emissions trading scheme. And a firm with a surrender obligation means they have to obtain permits and then surrender to them to the government in proportion to the emissions that they are responsible for or their customers are responsible for. About 81% of those 2,441 businesses are foresters. Now, the ETS is clever. You can imagine a ton of carbon passing through the economy. Let's say carbon comes in through a fuel importer, and then that fuel is passed to a petrol retailer, or maybe a refinery, then a petrol retailer, and ultimately to the customer where the actual combustion occurs. Now, you can tax the carbon, if you like, at any part of that chain. And the ETS has been cleverly designed to have the points of obligation where there are the fewest businesses and you get the most coverage for the least cost. So one way to do the ETS would be to have every single car owner in the country buying emissions permits and then surrendering to them to the government. The more clever way to do it is to just have surrender obligations applied to the pinch points, the few firms that are importing fuel, for example. It's only they who have to purchase permits and then surrender them to the government, and they do it on behalf of the people who actually do the combustion, which is us vehicle owners. So we never have to see the ETS. The ETS aims to tax each ton of emissions once somewhere on its path through the economy, and the designers of the ETS have designed it to attack the pinch points so that you get the maximum coverage by having the fewest number of firms participating in the ETS. So it's a really clever scheme, and it's the reason why you and me and most of us who drive our cars and burn coal or whatever never actually have to trade emissions permits. Our suppliers or their suppliers are doing that on our behalf.